Roadside Attraction, February 9th, 2020. Life is a state of mind.
Use caution, tourists and travelers. You are approaching the event horizon at Roadside Attraction Live. Life forces and some finer materials may proceed unimpeded, but there's no turning back, because gravity warps not only time and space, but also your perspective and sense of humor. So lighten up, loosen up, grab a hold of something, and hang on. Or maybe you should just let go. No need to make up your mind. It's different everywhere, for everyone, every time. I am the voice of the 2,000-pound groundhog. If you need a guide, one will appear when the moment is right. Look, here comes one now. He's Mark Jeffers.
All right. Okay, full disclosure. In the shadow of Groundhog Day, even the great Punxsutawney Phil is only right roughly 40% of the time, so you might want to be a little skeptical about the psychological engineering as advocated by groundhogs.
I call bullshit.
Now, nevertheless, it's plain as day that we've lost our way. Now, following my lead will just leave you lost in a different place and time, but it will be entertaining. Now, we're running a test right now to determine whether ideas are affected by gravity. And we've learned that roughly 27% of the universe is made of dark matter, and less than 5% is made of physical matter, you know, what we call stuff. That means 68% of the universe is dark energy. But what is that? Now, we'd like to offer the Roadside Attraction hypothesis that all that dark energy is made of ideas, unformed thoughts, unfinished projects. Now, for a while, we thought it was stuff that floated through your mind. But now we think it is your mind. All of our minds. So, you know, let's entertain that idea. Here's Mini Bingo.
Show your mercy, for we are not unexpected and take me on a drive. Let me breathe and let us wander and feel the air rushing by. The days of old are now behind us. Tell me more. Tell me more. Will you tell me more? Let's begin.
Woo! Heck yeah! Matt Bianski.
Yes, brother.
The lead singer of Nasty Bingo. Tell us who you have with you tonight,
oh
buddy.
Yeah, we have got a great group tonight. So we got Windsor here playing bass. So he's the consummate fill-in side man. We got Don on the kit. That's actually Don's kit, too. So very, very much. Eric Reith on the congas.
Yeah.
The amazing Chris Blank on backing vocals.
Yeah, Chris Blank.
And Red the Bitch Bumgardner.
Aww.
He's
so much
Scottish
more than
accent
that.
Too. Tell him, Red.
Come on, I don't have one.
All right, that's it. That's
well, hey, man, let's cue the traveling music. What do you think?
Yep.
You're listening to Roadside Attraction Live, brought to you by the antidote for the coronavirus, which does not yet exist. It's still just an idea floating around in the universe of dark energy, waiting to be thought. Hey, you want to hear something creepy? The Journal of Medical Virology reports that the coronavirus likely jumped to humans from snakes. And by...
the packing plant by the river. Our hot dogs taste like catfish liver.
Still the customers come.
God love them, they're dumb.
Through the open doors to the killing floors.
Well, it's a ding, dang, dong.
Gimme, dimme, gimme, gimme, dimme. Gimme, dimme, Jean.
Hi, y'all know me. I'm Dimmy Jean. I work down at the packing plant. And right now, I'm pretty PO'd at them jive-ass jokers in the marketing department. They just think they're so smart. See, these bunch of college-educated rednecks, they don't make nothing. They don't fix nothing. They don't lift nothing or carry nothing. They don't help nobody. They don't teach or share or clean or prepare. But we pay them more than we pay people who do actual work, because if we don't, all this work we do will just sit here unsold and unwanted. So, of course, they came up with a new marketing plan. They tell me we got to upgrade and rebrand. It's not enough nowadays to sell mostly fat, mostly profit meat snacks. No. Now we want to sell samplers and tapas and offer tasting menus and tidbit platters. So we're having a gathering here, and they wrote out instructions for me, which said, Demogene, get out there and say, would you care for, it's a foreign word, it's H-O-R-S-D-O. E-U-V-R-E. It's a French word for appetizer. So, okay. Can I offer you a horse's duver? Would you care for a horse's duver? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. So I told those guys, ain't nobody want to eat no duver. Any kind of duver. And damn, don't you ever put horse and meat in the same idea. This is America, man. Horses, duver. Them marketing guys are a bunch of horses, duvers, if you ask me. So I stepped in, and here's what we're going to do. We took all those different fancy snacks and whipped them up, and we're going to put them all together in a big party basket so we can get rid of all that stuff. And we're going to call it a basket of deplorables. And I promise you, there's a certain base of customers that will buy it out of pure, plain meanness. In fact, this opportunity's been out there for 4 years, and I'm shocked that marketing guys haven't got to it yet. So we need to move this stuff of our warehouse, so we've got a BOGO. Now, that's English for buy one, get one free. Just come to the packing plant, come to the back door, come to the killing floor, ask for Demogene, and we'll fix you up with a horse's duver sample in a basket of deplorables. Make America eat meat again.
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Gimme, 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 gimme,
Demogene's horses, duvers are a harmless culinary diversion, but thinking about them in the wrong way may cause psychic upset and frantic denial. Seek immediate attention for violent head shaking accompanied by shouting, no, 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 no! Cow duvers, pig duvers, chicken duvers, and devours de duck do not exist, but they are still disturbing to think about. But please keep your perspective. We might be deplorables, but we don't eat snakes. Buy one, get one free baskets of deplorables will make a great collector's item. The contents of the basket may vary and could contain anything, including you.
Now, as I said earlier, we just keep getting more lost. Now, I can't even think about a basket of deplorables right now. I'm still thinking about snakes. So here's how I understand it. The virus jumped from bats to snakes. Snakes were captured and sold as meat in the market in Wuhan, where the virus then jumped to a person. Now, I thought Demi was guilty of bad business practices, but this stuff is downright biblical bad. So, let's think about something good instead. Now, let's welcome our guest artist for the evening, Brandon Berry.
The piss-soaked peppermint in the bathroom sink illuminates the architecture as you drink. From the daisy-stained faucet and the stew that's brewing at the top of your head. The garden gnomes sing what they read in the books. I didn't know they had eyes, but nothing's a surprise anymore since I've been released. Charlie, is this a dream? I can't punch and I can't scream, I can't run away, but it's fairy tales play. Caps keep those ticks off your neck. You better put a hat on your walnut sack. They're bleeding all over you, but you don't mind as long as the pies sell. Ritualistic capitalism. Ear canals filled with Uncle Sam's jism. Choke till our neck tattoos turn the red, white, and blue. Charlie, is this a dream? I can't punch and I can't scream, I can't run away. Those fairy tales play. On that big Megatron screen. 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 If you're stoking your poker like you do in the shade, I'm not the only one that's gonna be laid. Why can't we get along? Diamond hearts, clubs and spades. Charlie, is this our dream. I can't punch and I can't scream. I can't run away when this fairy tale is played. On that big Megatron screen. On that big Megatron screen. On that big Megatron screen. On that big Megatron screen.
Brandon Barry, everybody. Brandon, what tell us a little bit about that first song there.
Yeah, it's called Big Megatron Screen. I wrote it in a Walmart bathroom. Started it in a Walmart bathroom.
Yeah, started it. That's the genesis. Yeah, what did you write it on?
You don't want to know.
So you got another one for us?
I do.
What's it called?
I Gutted My VCR, all which right. It's the truest song I've ever written, actually. I gutted my VCR just to see what was inside. All the wires and the buttons intertwined, carefully mounted into the carpet lining. I played my little guitar with my shoelaces on fire. It's getting harder to breathe, I was sure oxygen is flowing up the wire. Can't you see what I've done? Lean in closer. You just wonder if I am gonna hurt someone. I shoved a needle up my nose just to see what you would say. It was a plunger's end, all the insulin depleted its non-existence again. I found my teeth halfway down my throat, by the hallway up the road, where we picked rotten berries and kissed on the mouth after that rusty string band show. I don't wanna see what you've done. My eyes deceive me. You just wonder if I am gonna hurt someone. The TV is dead. I forgot who it said. It's time for another video. Cue the radio type song again. I poured my coffee in a mason jar and it shattered all over the floor. What possessed me, Mom? I'm not sure why. It's a part of my interior design. I'm just a little kid trapped in this misshapen body. Granted with a chance and a small megaphone, who's next in line to deny me? Can't you see this isn't fun? Raise the fever. You just wonder if I am gonna hurt someone. TV's crowd who said, it's time for another video. Cue the radio type song again. TV said, I forgot who said, it's time for another video. Cue the radio type song again. I gutted my VCR just to see what was inside. All the wires and the buttons intertwined, carefully mounted into the carpet lining. Thanks.
That was great, Brandon. Thank you. All right. Now, let's do a little group exercise to help us get back to our center, all right? We'll do a little call and response. I'll say, life is a state of mind. Then you say it. Now shout it out and put that little pause in there after life, okay? Here we go. Life is a state of mind. Yeah, we got to do it again. Let me do it a second time and then you guys do it, okay?
What are we doing?
Hey. We're starting over.
What's our part?
Huh?
Is a state of mind. Is
life is a state of mind. You say the whole thing.
We say the whole thing. Okay.
All right. Life is a state of mind.
Life
is a state of mind. Oh, yeah. Scott, you fucked me up, man.
Hey, that explains everything right there. Scott, you wrote this.
I thought I had it, and then I start following Scott.
All right. One more try, and then it's whatever happens is going in. Okay, let me point.
He's gonna point.
When you see me point, then
got
you
it.
Say it.
Got it.
All right. Hey, everybody. Let's do a little group exercise to help us get back to our center. Now shout it out and put that little pause in there after life. Okay, here we go. Life is a state of mind.
Life is a state of mind.
Ah, well, yes, that explains everything. Now, let's hear from Bill Mooney.
Well, this is going to be a bit of an experiment. Eric and I just decided that we would do a spontaneous collaboration without practicing. So this is going to be a little piece called Song in Search of a Singer. I'll start out with the chorus, and then right after the chorus, I'll have Eric come right in after the chorus, okay? So, where will we ramble, and where have we been? The beginning is ending, and the ending begins. Okay. Sun rises gently as the young rooster crows, while down in the valley, the blue bonnets show, while out on the prairie, where the golden grain grows, we walk down the old trail toward the sunset's warm glow. Where will we ramble? Where have we been? The beginning is ending, and the ending begins. The painted leaves waltz on the wind as it blows. And the frost forms crystals on the grass down below. My legs grow weak in the deep, drifting snow. As the journey is ending and the circle is closed, so where will we ramble, and where have we been? The beginning is ending, and the ending begins. I'll be resting in the shade where the lonesome stream flows, in the shadow of heaven, where the old ramblers go.
All right, so we mentioned thought experiments earlier, and we made reference to dark energy a time or two. Now, we live in a state of potential where ideas come at you from all sides as if there's no such thing as space and time. So, let's try a thought experiment that doesn't involve thinking. Let's just ride a wave. Here's Chris Blank.
Right. Life is a state of mind. A lot of times there's some odd spaces within your mind, and you got to pull yourself out of them. Packing up doubts, the box is upside down, trying to sleep by the trees, drug back out by copious amounts, served on my plate today. Inside of me, figuring out what this could be about, trying to swat the bug inside of me. Gotta get it out so I dance around before I try to flee. Go inside of me. Stop it from inside of me. Mm-hmm. master of the clouded eyes, concentrating how to move them by. Foreign hands guided by demands, in which I can't rely inside of me. Inside of me, inside of me, inside of me.
Man, Chris, that song was beautiful. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I wrote it after a very long weekend of partying with friends and being in a musical environment that totally sucked you in and made you feel like you were home and with family. And it let me totally let go of all this junk that was just inside of me. So that's inside of me.
Oh. Chris Blake, everybody.
RoadsideAttractionLive.com. Maybe you are here, and maybe you're listening to an archive 100 years from now. If so, that means someone survived the snake virus. If no one survives, then this whole thing just becomes an unthought wave of dark energy. Welcome to Dayton, real or imagined.
All right. Now, one of the big choices in American business is make or buy. If there's something needed, do we make it or do we buy it? Well, now here at the Roadside Attraction, our budget is $0, so whatever we need, we make ourselves. Now, fortunately, Williams Tool and Die is located on our premises, and one of the members is here with us now. That is Thaddeus Williams. Their tools are music and poetry, and Thad has a poem he wants to share with us.
I do. It's called Sycamore Hollow. Leaves hit the ground, and they make no sound at Sycamore Hollow. There's change in the air, it's everywhere. I don't want to go, but I know I can't stay, but just for today, I'll call my home Sycamore Hollow. It's a stream soft and still at the foot of the hill. It washes my soul. As I sit by the fire, the flames move higher, and I don't want to go. On the porch, there's a chair, and I'll sit right there, taking the sounds of life all around. It clears a cluttered mind. I know I've such a cluttered mind, but I know I can't stay just for today. I'll call my home Sycamore Hollow. You know, it seems that I'm bound by time, held captive by this fleeting image, that all these things I have can fill this vacancy. And you know, it's a deep, dark wine, intoxicating sober minds. I think I've lingered far too long. My eyes are red and my mind is fading. And it's the simple life that brings me alive. And I want to live the simple life. But I know I can't stay, so just for today, I'll call my home Sycamore Hollow.
Right. Now that sounds like song lyrics.
It is.
Have I heard that in song form before?
You have heard that in a song before.
As I recall, it was really pretty. But you got another song lined up for us right now, right?
I do have another song. You want me to sing it for you?
I would love if you sang it for us.
I think I can do that. Lost in your eyes.
Thad. Thaddeus Williams, everybody. He writes the prettiest songs, man. It's amazing. One more round of applause, please. All right, folks. Now, let's head on down to the Hotel Cosmopolitan to pick up where we left off. Now, chapters 1 through 3 of Scott Millsap's The Last Summer Ball at the Cosmos are online at roadsideattractionlive.com. Here for you now is Chapter 4.
The Cosmo Jinx is an irrational belief based on the facts. Jinx believers can cite body counts, incidents of madness, inexplicable accidents, weird sensations, and more. Responsible persons, disadvantaged by facts, know that there is no such thing, logically speaking, as a jinx. But they frequently reach into emotion to support their reason. Ridiculous, they guffaw. Nonsense, mere coincidence, they dismiss. Count Mr. Tipton among the believers. It was Mr. Tipton who swept up the glass after the chandelier fell into the ballroom reveille at the summer ball of 1956. He was a witness to the ant invasion of 1959 when a long straight line of determined black ants, shining like crusaders in polished armor, marched single file through the lobby doors and went straight down a small hole in the floor running to a pipe around a radiator. Mr. Tipton was having a soda in the lobby bar. In amazement, he ran outside to look at the advancing army and saw several thin black lines, each blocks long, all converging on the Cosmo. Once inside, the ants followed the heat pipes all over the hotel, and they persistently got into everything. Years later, bees swarmed on a potted plant in the lobby on the day of the grand reopening of the newly remodeled Cosmopolitan Hotel in 1965. Every 17 years, the dormant eggs of cicada locust hatch on the Cosmo grounds, burrow their ways to the surface, crack their shells, and fly into the side of the hotel where they cling, mate, and produce unearthly music. The Cosmo is the northernmost point in the country to have this cicada event. There have been 17 deaths by suicide, 4 by murder, and uncounted other instances of people who died at the Cosmo. Mrs. Grin was one of those. There are so many suicides from the 1980s that it almost seemed to be a fad. People came from 8 states to kill themselves at the Cosmo. Babies have been born at the Cosmo. One went on to achieve great wealth. Another found consciousness and became light. Yet another went on to become the famous victim of a much-publicized torture murder. Things that should not happen do happen at the Cosmos. Things that should work don't. At this moment, Hank is perplexed. His blender doesn't work.
What?
He's tried it in another power outlet, and on that connection, it works worryingly. Tried a light in the first socket, and it works brilliantly.
I call bullshit,
Hank says out loud. Mrs. Grin's ghost smiles, invisible at the end of the bar, looking out at the city lights. Maynard Beverly, treated for road rash and a broken nose, then released from the hospital, has eased himself painfully into bed on the 10th floor. Sounds of thumps and crashing sounds from the floor below got his attention for a moment, but then there was no further sound, and he rolled to one side with a wince and a groan. At home, Tracy Case has just completed her nightly breast examination. Relieved once again to find no lumps, she switches off the light and turns on the tape player as Dr. Wayne Goforth, Ph.D., begins his taped lecture on achieving life actualization through pre-visualization.
Life!
The one-man band is enjoying a cookie in the dark.
Yum.
Tripp is at his club, the devil's advocate, slouching in a chair in a Hepcat t-shirt, listening to a band called Chain of Events, performing a lengthy and grating original composition they call Music of the Post-Information Age. Thin Ice and Annie Haney are discussing everything over white wine at the top of the Cosmos rooftop lounge. They're getting acquainted. The Cosmo jinx is the current topic.
Oh, I believe it.
Thin Ice nods.
Me too.
Annie agreed.
In fact, there's an occult science, or pseudoscience, if you'd rather, that applies to this question. It's called geomancy, if I remember correctly. It has to do with power points or power places, so-called ley lines or lines of power. Apparently, different places on Earth collect and emit different energies. For instance, the city of Jerusalem is a very powerful place.
Annie said, gesturing in the air with 2 fingers on each hand, putting quotes around the word powerful. Then she continued.
Paris, New York, supposedly those are power places. The Bermuda Triangle, take Los Angeles. Now that is a perfectly ridiculous place to put a city of that size. There's no water, for one thing. They bring it in from Arizona. Do you know that they took so much water from a lake in Arizona that a land bridge formed to an island in the lake? And that island was the last nesting ground for an endangered species of bird. And then coyotes crossed the land bridge and ate the eggs. So the city of Los Angeles built a fence around the island, hundreds of miles away, to keep the coyotes out. It's crazy.
Weird.
Everyone there is constantly washing their cars, too. The whole city sits on a shelf poking out into the ocean. There are earthquakes, pollution. Anyway, despite all that, it has become a major influence on the world, beaming its TV right into our thought processes. And also, it's a main port of entry into the U.S. now. People from everywhere are attracted to something there. Perhaps it's the place itself. Perhaps the Cosmo jinx is a function of this place.
And the Cosmo was built on a bad place then?
Thin Ice thought aloud.
A cosmic sinkhole.
Do you believe any of that weird stuff?
I don't know. I don't think so. But I don't disbelieve it. I think it's interesting.
Tonight, she tapped a fingernail on the rim of her wine glass.
How about ghosts?
Annie thought for a moment.
I'm intrigued with the idea of life forces and finer substances. Perhaps ghosts are just finer substances?
You want to help me photograph one?
I've heard of that. Yes. Have you got a ghost in mind?
The Cosmo Ghost. Trip has seen it. He's not your ideal witness, I know. But, well, you are any kind of mad scientist.
In what sense?
Annie asked cautiously.
Well, in the best sense. Courageous, intuitive, open-minded, you're nonconformist. I mean, willing to experiment on yourself. And walking the line of the known and unknown, you know. The usual portrait of a mad scientist.
Okay, ask me again when I'm not half drunk.
That's why I'm asking you now. Mad scientist thing always sounds better when you're drunk. So will you help me photograph the ghosts? I mean, at least just hang around and keep me company.
Thin ice enthused.
I'm not sure.
Oh, come on.
We'll have to get drunker than this.
I mean, I'll agree to that, so that's good.
Turning to the bar, Thin Ice asked Hank for the check.
For you on the house. Leave a good tip.
That was then. There is no now. The women walk away into the corridor. In the same place, in a different time, a man let go a growling sound, a clear warning. One not fueled by anger, not an attack noise, it was a defensive sound, delivered in a crouch, colored with fear. Fear of loss of control, fear of what might happen, what would happen further down the corridor. The snarl of a warning tore a hole in a wave that makes things real, and a hole is still there all those years later. The two women felt it as though a moment of blankness, a second of forgetfulness, a temporary disconnection. Duh. I want you to imagine this. It isn't pleasant, but it will help you understand. There is more to imagine, so very, very much more pleasant, up to the sense of ecstatic, and even transcendent if you let it. But now we need to see the man's face, learn his name, get revenge, rebalance the wave.
We'd like to thank you all and wish you all a belated happy Groundhog Day. Now, if you didn't notice, that date was 0202-2020, a palindrome, the same backwards and forwards. Now, the last time that happened was 909 years ago on 11-11-11-11. Now, that was certainly an auspicious date if you're a goofball hippie. And thank you to Jerzy Kaczynski for his insight that life is a state of mind.
Thank you to the Yellow Cab Tavern for hosting the IRL version of Roadside Attraction. Yellow Cab is home to the annual Sideshow, Lady Fest, the Steampunk Ball, and many other cool events. Come for Showcase Thursdays, too. Being there is always good for you. It's a singer-songwriter listening room guided by Windsor Knox, who is our musical director, stage manager, sound tech, apprentice, five-string bass player, and the dog's body at Roadside Attraction. Tonight we heard from Chris Blank, Matt Byansky, Brian Baumgartner, Eric Wright, Don Weinegar, this show's version of the Roadside Bands. Thaddeus Williams and Chris Blank also pleased our ears tonight. Bill Mooney was our guest poet. Scott Millsap wrote and produced Roadside Attraction. He was also Dimmy Jean, and that was chapter 4 of his work in progress, The Last Summer Ball at the Cosmos. You heard there at the end with additional voicing from Matt Byansky, Molly Millsap, Chris Blank, and Bill Mooney. Jeff Ox set up the sound in the room and recorded the show. This is Jeff's room, and it has a new, bigger stage. Thank you, Jeff. Brandon Berry is the video producer, director, and editor of this video thing. Rich Hitchcock took over on camera while Brandon was singing. We're still looking for someone to do audio post-production since Charlie moved to Cincinnati. I'm Molly Millsap, the voice of the 2,000-pound groundhog. Roadside Attraction is an AHA production.
Woo-hoo! Yes, it is. Next time, all right, all right. Dancing about architecture.